This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Twelve minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. We're in Nigeria Info. My name is Enoa Gbeviri. 8/8/22 is the date. It is Monday. We're back to work. The Commission of Projects will start today. And it will run for the next 15 days, I believe, starting with the water lines flyover. Well, there was that report about the section of the Rumu-Kurusi flyover under construction collapsing, but the Rivers State government has come out to say no. Some equipment operator just, you know, did something, you know, a little something went wrong, and that was what happened. No compromise at all. Everything is all right. My name is Enoa Gbeviri. So the governor has come out with a broadcast. It was released yesterday, and several talking points there. But one thing he's come out to say or do is accuse political parties of trying to destabilize the peace being enjoyed in the state. And we will not allow any political party, be it the All Progressive Congress, Post Democratic Party, or the Social Democratic Party, to threaten the safety and security of lives and property during the campaigns with mayhem, thuggery, or violence. Campaigns will start at the end of next month. And the governor is already saying that he has received reports that some misguided politicians who have started the process of recruiting cultists, supporters, and ex-convicts as thugs to further their political aspirations in 2023. And one of the things he says he will do is that they will not take any of the information they've received lightly. Security agencies have been alerted, but then he's warning hotel owners and proprietors of relaxation centers to take notice and not release their facilities to politicians and party leaders to use to meet and plot against the peace, safety, and security of the state. I'm not sure how the hotel owners or recreational center or facility owners would be able to tell the reason for a meeting. So I'm meeting with my people. Do they now need to, I don't know, how do those meetings go? So in this meeting, we're going to recruit thugs and ex-cultists, let me get back to it. Ex-convicts. So that's what we're going to do in this meeting today. We're going to recruit cultist supporters and ex-convicts as thugs. And I'm wondering, with what has happened with Electoral Act 2022, in what ways would these people operate? Because what we've known is ballot box snatching. If that's not going to happen, what would they intimidate people? Would they kill people? What would they really do? And again, I always ask, is it that these people are bigger than the government? We've had ex-cultists killed by the police. We've had some arrested. Anyway, for some people, they think it's an intimidation, that the governor just wants to ensure that other political parties do not, you know, have enough strength to campaign and possibly take over the brick house. But he did mention the PDP as well. We'll not allow any political party, be the APC, the PDP, or the Social Democratic Party, to threaten the safety and security of lives and property during the campaign with mayhem, thuggery, or violence. So you're a real person, you've been here. Some of us were here in 2015. We saw what happened in 2019 again. In what ways do you think that these people can cause mayhem, thuggery, or violence during campaigns or perhaps during the elections. And when a state government believes that political parties and politicians are going to great lengths, especially in this way, just to ensure that they get into office, should the state government fold their arms and watch the state crumble, or the security apparatus, as you like to call it, crumble? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Or are you among those that think that, well, there was no need for a broadcast, Mr. Governor, you got an intelligence report, just act on it. There was no need to bring it to the public domain. Let's talk. On Twitter, we're at Nigeria Info PH, on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH as well. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. The governor, one thing he kept reiterating in that broadcast was that the government is going to improve on the security and the well-being of the people, and that's what they're about, to ensure that the prevailing peace and security stays that way. Ben Nigerian, Phil, good morning.
Yeah,
you're calling from
Umuma.
Good morning. Let's hear you.
For me, that broadcast by the governor is a brazen show of power. Because if he doesn't have that power as a governor to go to the radio station to say, fellow Rivers people, there would have been a lot of things he wouldn't have been broadcasting. Yes. There's nothing he said here that has given me the impression that he has seen any threat or he has information of any threat by any group to the state. No. If he is scared of contest, that's another area I'm looking at it. He's afraid of contest, which does not go well with democracy.
Okay, so how does we have received intelligence reports, and nobody should be allowed to, you know, destabilize the peace and security of the state. How does that equal to what you just said?
That's what I'm saying. All he said in the refusal report, that is what politicians do. They will tell the security report when they want to be funny against their opponents competitors, I don't know how to put it. They say security report. There's nothing he has said that has shown me, Yudubani, that there's a threat or security report that has given the impression that there's a threat. Okay, and now let me ask this question. How is a caucus defined? Because that's what they use now. Somebody they can call an old man like Muhammad Dali. Very, very old, I would say that. They call me, somebody, he may call me a caucus. How is a caucus being defined? Is it when somebody has unkept hair and beard? It becomes a caucus? Because that's the brand they use. The brand brand anybody, their opponents, caucus.
All right.
I don't know the way they caught, look at it.
Okay.
Enough for one Farad Agogo, yes? Who came out to contest the primaries? He was taken away and branded Cottis. He came with Cottis. And as a governor, he has done it unchallenged. And that's what he wants to do again. But I know Rivers people, we are wiser now. That word Cottis has to be defined by the court. So,
all right.
I don't know.
All right.
The court has to define caucus.
All right, thank you, Jude. I don't recall Farah being tagged a cultist. What I recall is sponsoring a cultist to destabilize, allegedly, the screening of some candidates or some aspirants of the PDP. Amurukai and Rumekini, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to comment on this statement made by the governor. Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, what I want to say is that on the 2015, the PDP led the pulse, so many people destroying property and so many cottages, killed so many persons. It was in 2019. But I want to tell him that right now, as you speak, elections have done in Osun State, done in Ekiti State. Ballot paper has not been done, and I think so that as we speak now, Nigeria has passed of ballot box or whatever thing. Their PVC can be able to speak in this current 2023 election.
Okay, so that's
my comment. Thank you.
Amuruka, hello.
Hello.
I'm not sure there's proof that PDP carried out any killings in 2015, as you have alleged, but
in my community.
Oh, okay, okay.
At my community, there is enough violence in my community. That
and it was carried out by PDP. By PDP.
So that is why I'm commenting on it.
Okay, but
they will bring the issue and they will comment on those violence.
Okay, so. At this point, you said there's not been any case of ballot snatching. Does that mean that politicians cannot...
No, because...
Listen, please.
Yes, there's nothing like ballot snatching.
Yeah,
there's
but do you also... Do you then say that...
PDP is...
Ah, listen. I'm trying to say something. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Okay, so I was trying to ask him, if there hasn't been ballot snatching, fantastic. But is he also saying that there are no other ways that politicians can use thugs... ex-cultists or ex-convicts to cause mayhem during the election campaigns and the election itself? Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask him. Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, my name is Comrade Ezekiel Bobby.
All right, you've got 90 seconds.
Yeah, the governor talked about political party recruiting ex-convicts, cultists to disrupt elections come 2023. I stand to say that the governor is lying.
You
agree
the
with me
lying,
that the party, people, the Democratic Party took political peace to court, stopping them not to contest the same election. Now, he knows or feels that judgment will not fail for the party. He is looking for another way around to see how political party cannot go for their political campaign. Because the new electoral act has stopped anything ballot snatching or violent. So there is no how he will say they want to party like quitting talks.
All right. That's what you think. Perhaps I'll get a caller who will tell me how he believes thugs can be used to destabilize the peace in the state during campaigns. My name is Anouk, we're very stationed.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. We're looking at the governor's broadcast where he is alleging that, accusing political parties of planning to recruit ex-convicts, cultists, to work as thugs to destabilize the peace and security of the state, just to ensure that they further their own political ambitions. And we're pigging back to, I think, sometime 2013, when the former governor, Rotimi Amaechi, also did something similar, where he tried to also demolish a hotel belonging to Jerome Ake, who's now late, I think GDI was being inaugurated there at that time, and he said a road was going to pass through that road, and then he was taken to court. That road was never built. The hotel is still standing. And then we had the issue of what happened at that hotel on Stadium Road. At that time, Austin Tam George was Commissioner of Information. When people were saying it was a political move, he said, no, that was... So these are his words. If a business premises is suspected or established to be a crime scene, the police asking on a court order could move in or take control. What Wankudu, who was working for the River State government at that time, spokesperson, Simeon Wankudu said, the facility was used to manipulate the non-elective local government congress of the APC, which had held that weekend. So we've had that happen before. And of course, okay, we're here now. What do you make of it? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Is this a political move? And if the governor does believe that there is something going on, is it beyond him to talk about it and warn those who are planning to destabilize the security of the states? On Twitter, we're at Nigerian4PH. On WhatsApp, 0809036416. Let's see what's happening on Twitter. Tony Anthony Odum says, Governor Yesomike is the Chief Security Officer of River State and gets high profile and classified security report, hence the needful broadcast as a proactive measure. Nobody should politicize security status. Okay. Let's go to WhatsApp. 0809036416. And on Facebook at Nigerian4PH. But if you like to call in, 0817-923-0002. King Alozie said the comment by Governor Wike to destroy hotels where cultists and thugs are being recruited is laughable, because hotel is a business environment. What concerns a business environment with training and recruiting persons? I believe he's afraid. The governor is trying to be clever in naming opposition parties as culprits for intended thuggery, thereby making it difficult for them to use hotels for campaign meetings. Is he telling Rivers people that PDP is innocent of the so-called planned thuggery and will be saints during their campaign? Joe is asking. But nobody has told me how they will cause mayhem, the thugs. If anybody knows how, I don't know. Please shed some light on it. Since you say ballot box snatching is no longer part of what they can do. On Governor Wike's speech, you and I know that GDI held meetings and rallies and tagged desensitization, and they've been doing campaigns. PDP should check their supporters. It's all bias. I use Mike. Wike has just read out his intolerance to opposition in the state and also given more reason why God didn't allow him to be on the ballot paper for presidential election. His dictatorial governance died in arrival because we're not in a banana republic. If he has any secret information, he should get the people arrested. The broadcast is needless and baseless. Ogu Ojone Justice. Henry is calling from Iwafe Road. Good morning, Henry.
Yeah, hi, Emma.
How are you?
I'm good. All you right. See, the problem we're having in River State is that we like hitting up politics. The governor made a statement. He did not just say it is APGA. He did not just say it is APC. He said including PDP. So why are people hitting it up? Thank you. That's my take this morning.
All right. Bright is in the room. Igbo. Bright, good morning.
Emma, good morning.
How are you?
You asked how, I mean, to more light to be shed on how that can be done.
Mm.
Yes, it has happened several in this state. It's our stopping trade.
Really?
Yes, it's our stopping trade. In recent times, from 2013 till 2019, even 2022, in 2022, on the day Rotimi Amaechi wanted to declare his presidential ambition, Amoma local government chairman imposed a sanitation exercise that was told that lasted, according to him, from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The intention was to prevent movement of people who were to go for that declaration from Amoma, and to impound and arrest anybody who was found moving on that day. Then in 2015, at Rome Precom, it was a shame to see any APC campaign material hoisted in any place, even in your father's compound. Beside Governor Wike's father's house, there is one family there. They were attacked, not by security agencies, but by thugs, for hoisting APC flags on their late father or their father's family hall. In December 2014, Timothy Siren led some group of persons to disrupt APC meeting at Rumene, an action even his own father condemned. In 2014, while Amaechi was officially defecting from a PDP to APC at Dr. Mesemaka Stadium, people who were coming from different local governments were attacked, shot for attending that event. So they do this to prevent other people from holding their own political meetings in order to show their ungroundedness to their paymasters. In 2015, APC campaign train at Okreka was disrupted, police men shot, equipment, Michael Ogolo, the famous funky for comedian, lost his Land Rover, the Range Rover SUV in that event. And we knew who carried those acts. So it's our stock in trade. The government's statement is true. They will do not know those who want to carry it out. In my community in December 2014, a certain commissioner then in Governor Wike's cabinet came to another community, that's my community, Isu Ozozo, with some group of boys from Obidiechi. Echi, people know this story, I'm telling you now. They were attacking all APC campaign players that were hosted in people's homes, including a certain commissioner in Amaechi cabinet, Benuke Amade's father's compound. It was attacked. One of the boys eventually got himself shot with the gun he came with in my own village directly.
Okay.
Victor Amade, a serving assembly member's father's house.
So bottom line, the politicians are the ones who engage in these things. And that's what the governor has said in his broadcast.
It's true. It is true. Yes. It will happen.
All right. Thank you for calling, Bright. I mean, we kind of verified all the things he said. But one thing that was consistent was that it was carried out by political parties and politicians-assisted thugs. Okay, so he said is what we do here in River State. And that for me is very disturbing, how the people who claim they want to get into office to serve will now stand as a stumbling block to the peace and security of the people they claim they want to serve, and many times putting people's lives and property in harm's way. Perhaps that's what Governor Somiko wants to avoid this time. And he's come out with this broadcast to say, we've got intelligence reports. We're not going to watch you do this again in River State. And he says nobody's interested in his security illusion. He's planning to bulldoze hotels of his PDP stalwarts that are working with Atiku Unto. And I don't mind Wike. Whatever you hear him warning against is what he's doing. He simply wants to hide under this fake security report to destroy property of people that are no longer disposed to his political abracadabra, period. I listened to the governor addressing the state with his aim at the opposition political parties and I laughed. What a state broadcast, so empty and clearly biased. Here's a governor who creates crisis and cries and comes crying foul. How does a governor create crisis, Sukari? You want to tell us? Says a few months to him seem like forever, that he plans to embark on demolishing other people's investment. I'd advise him to set his house in order and get an exit plan that won't consume him, instead of his clear plans of running other political threats out of the race. Okay. you know, what? Wike knows his target and he will stop at nothing to achieve his purpose. Maybe his target has a hotel and he'll do anything to pull down that facility. I didn't see any threat anywhere. Moreover, the election of this year has no element of threat at all. Aboyo Kingsley from Rumbokuta, it's obvious that the governor's speech is a threat in disguise. What it means is that hotel owners and event centers will not give out their facilities to opposition parties in River State as such, stopping them from meeting at will. Blessed is calling from Alu. Blessed, good morning.
Hello, good morning, my sister. Governor, with the mention about this politician do meeting in the hotel or recruiting bubbles. See, let me tell you, that's topic fallacy. Because it's already signed, the President Muhammadu Buhari has already signed the electoral law that whoever may concern, so far you are doing the election. The election will not involve anything ballot snatch anymore. So as is concerned now, it's afraid of doing an election with the opposite party. The opponents are ready. They are on the ground for them to do the needful to take over the Republican government for him. That's why he's afraid. So as it stands now, it's not bring that one on board that neither a party or party will. They are doing the same, this to recruit bubbles into the politics. It's a pure lie.
All right. Chima is in GRA. Chima, good morning.
Good morning, Eno.
Yes, you're on. Please put off the radio.
Yes. Mm. Can you hear me?
Yes, I could hear you from the start. Just your radio was loud. Go on.
Yeah, Eno, I think any time governor raised this kind of alarm, we should have it at the back of our mind that the governor had decided to disrupt somebody's business, just like what happened during COVID-19. Because I'm not seeing any law barring people from holding meetings anywhere they wish to. In respect of that meeting, is intended, its intention is not to disrupt any peace, or to incite any crisis. So people should be at will to hold their parties, their meetings anywhere they wish to desire. So I'm not seeing anything, what the essence of this broadcast at all. I thought the governor would tell us how he was going to implement the 5,000 job he promised. So this broadcast is nothing at all. It has no meaning. Honestly, people should be allowed to go meeting whenever they wish and wherever. Nobody should restrain them. It tells us the kind of people who we put as leader. If this man maybe become president of Nigeria, what would have been the fate of most of the Nigeria? I mean, people will not talk. People will not exercise their rights. I think the governor should exercise restraint in his actions. Thank you very much.
Chima calling from GRA. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're Nigerian for?
Yeah, you know, my name is Andy and I'm calling you from Umoko.
Okay.
Let's look at it this way. The governor has made a press statement. Yes, no doubt about it. No, see how it can disrupt election 2023. You know, the electoral stage, any region that is bedeviled with crisis will definitely be canceled. So if he knows that in a particular local government that he will not win, that is where he will bring in these talks that he's saying that people are trying to mobilize talks for election. This is one way that he's going to disrupt the election.
How do you say a governor would bring in thugs, Andy? How do you say that?
What did he say?
How did you just say that a governor would bring in thugs to destabilize?
No, we okay, allegedly. Let me use the word allegedly.
I mean,
it has happened in this state in 2015. It has happened in 2019. And all this while that CDI has been going around campaigning. When the campaign has not started, has he had anything violent? Nobody has gone anywhere to say this one and that one, that they shot this, they shot that. But when once APC or any other political party starts now,
That is when you start seeing these other issues of gunshots and the rest of them. So who will, at the end of the day, go and use those boys? River people, thank God, in my own community, I am very sure that he has not done anything for us. And in my own community, he will not win election, no matter what he thinks.
Well, he's not running for any election. Obolo is calling from Marine Base. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to react to the not broadcast yesterday.
Okay.
The statement that the government made about the demolishing hotels and the people's property because they have a lot of it for gathering for political meeting.
Mm.
It's rubbish.
That kind of language is not acceptable on radio. You can't say it's rubbish. You may say it's not acceptable to you, but rubbish, you have to take that back.
Okay,
we take up with the biggest conversations with the next.
It's not acceptable
to you.
This is what he did some years ago, and he has started it. All Rivers people should rise against it.
River State, where people rise against. You're always rising. What are you rising? I disagree with the governor. This new Electoral Act has dealt with every form of violence during election. Campaigns was mentioned, and someone has said that what he has seen happen is when some political parties are having their, you know, meetings and gatherings, that there's always some disruption and sometimes shooting. Tech says people of River State have to be worried, and I'm worried. Why threaten people with summary demolition of buildings without trial and conviction and a subsequent court order, just like us in Tam Jordan fed in what you just read? Do state governors have such arbitrary powers to label and punish perceived offenders, or is it only River State governor? Under which law? Onomike wasn't sued and reprimanded by any court for demolishing hotels in Eleme, hence he's threatening to repeat it. He labelled Honorable Farah Dagogo a sponsor of cultists, yet when his charges were read in court, the word cult groups or cultism weren't mentioned or even referred to. If past injustice isn't punished, it would repeat again. Mischief makers will always understand things from the opposite direction. The statewide broadcast by the governor is for APC, SDP and PDP. The warnings are to forestall or to ensure peace in the state. One of the primary duties of any reasonable government is to protect lives and property of citizens. This president's administration in River State is proactive. Let this sink into everyone's medulla oblongata. All hotel owners should take note and act accordingly. Alfred Somari sent that in. Why is it always during election that Governor Ike receives such information? What has he said about kidnappers, cultists, etc. before now? This is always Wiki's strategy. Promise troops from Eagle Island. Governor Ike should stop acting like he owns the state. He should remember power is transient and in no time he'll be out of power. The issue of thuggery and violence is not peculiar to one party. The governor is trying to go after his political opponents through the backdoor. Victor from Egbema says what Rivers people need now is employment, minimum wage, promotion of workers, gratuity and pension payment, as well as bettering the lives of Rivers people. I think most callers are missing it, says Christian. The governor emphasized on politicians using thugs to disrupt the peace in the state now in furtherance of their 2023 ambition and not snatching ballot boxes in 2023. Victor Daniel, I think we are wiser now and we have all decided to come out to vote. The statement for me is just to put fear in the minds of people so that they can manipulate their party back to office. But we need to be wise at this point. Fear has kept us where we are today. Let's try something different in 2023. Okay. All right, that's a wrap. We'll see how this matter expands in coming days. But one thing is clear. The governor has said that his primary responsibility is to ensure that the peace being enjoyed in the state is maintained. You have a different view. Perhaps you want to talk to a politician near you and find out if they're indeed trying to foment trouble by enlisting ex-convicts, cultists, and their supporters as thugs. My name is Anoha Gweviri. Good morning.